This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We'll hit that great Midwest Bank hotline and welcome in good old number 46, left-hander for the Milwaukee Brewers back in the day, Jerry Augustine, current broadcaster on Fox Sports Wisconsin. Jerry, I tell you what, it's a pleasure talking with you, and I can't tell you how many minutes I flipped over your baseball card and just looked at that Kewaunee, Wisconsin there. That was so cool to me as a kid. Jerry, welcome aboard. Hope things are good.
Franchise, great to be with you and Gary. It's I tell you what, being able to be born in Green Bay, then raised in Kewaunee, a small city to the east, and then having the opportunity to play here in my home state was very special. I remember the day I got drafted, it was very special, and to make it to the big leagues and play here and have the success that the team had while I was there was pretty special. And just to be a member of the ball club and now do what I do at Fox, be able to bring fans baseball, it doesn't get any better.
Yeah, Gary, I'll let you get in here real quick, but Jerry, how disappointing is it? You've seen and experienced some work stoppages before, but in this case, it's a little funky. Obviously, Corona has put a damper on a lot of things. But how disappointing is it to read and hear about the back and forth between the union and the league?
Well, it's always been that way. I think in any sport, when you talk about management and the players and the negotiations that go on, I think you see that a lot. I know what happens is, you know, you got to look at after this 2021 season, now the CBA has got to be redone, and nobody wants to give, and they all want to set the tone for that negotiation. So I think that's what you're seeing a little bit. But, you know, it really, really comes down to it. I like what the commissioner said, enough is enough. Let's get together. Let's do some talking. Let's figure it out, and let's do what's best for the fans. And there's some owners and players that have said that, just tell us where and we'll be there. And I think that's what we have to look forward to. I think there's going to be baseball. I just think they got to get out these little nooks and crannies that they have right now, and let's go play baseball and enjoy it.
And Jerry, and on top of that, they also negotiate games played, 70, 50, or 60 games. What's your thought on how many games need to be played?
Well, I think, you know, when you look at the players, you know, Gary, this is such a unique situation. And, you know, you've been around in sports long enough that all of a sudden you come up with something that, you know, you've never done before. And this is something that they haven't done before. You've got to figure what happened. They finished the season last year in October. So they have October, November, December off, and then you start gearing up for a February spring training. Well, they've actually gone through that again after just practicing for 5 weeks and starting to get ready for the season. Now they're back to where they were almost like the season ended. So this is something very unique, and I think organizations are considering that. I think teams are considering that along with the ballplayers, and they're trying to figure out a good way to avoid any problems with this pandemic and move on. And they got the right ideas. I think they're pointed in the right direction. Now the games are important, and I think the players would like to play as many games as possible. You go with a short season. I know 50 games. If you have 50 games, you get a team that gets hot for 20, 25 games. They may not be the best team. They're just a hot team. They can get in the playoffs. So, well, that's what baseball is all about, sports all about, being hot at the right time. But I think the more they expand it out a little bit to 65, 70 games, whatever it turns out to be, I think just gives the players enough time to get back in that playing mode, go through a quick spring training, and then get that 20 games under belt, and then just go play from there and see what happens.
Jerry Augustine here on the Wendy's Big Show on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Jerry, here's a guy, one of the sweetest swings in all of baseball, and you faced him a million times. But check this out from Hall of Famer Rod Carew. Check it out, and we'll get you a response.
I don't see why they want to play, because I think you're putting a lot of players in danger of maybe contacting this disease and not knowing what it's going to do to them. But I would just say let the season go.
That was on Tiki and Tierney. Jerry, your response to that, is it a possibility? I mean, I guess in a weird world right now, we have to be open to all different angles. And I'm with you. I'm an optimist. I think there'll be baseball. But do we have to at least entertain the idea that maybe there won't be a baseball season?
We do have to. And I think Rod put it right. You know, you got to look at what Rod Carew has gone over with his heart surgeries and the thing that he has gone through. He understands what it means and what a pandemic can do. And, you know, lives are at stake here, and you got to take every precaution. I think baseball is trying to do that. I think all sports, I think, you know, football, basketball, everybody's trying to do it the right way. Hockey, NASCAR seems like they're getting on their way a little bit. But, you know, it's still the health, and I think that's the number one concern is we have a pandemic, and we don't know exactly everything about what's going on with COVID-19, and we have to make sure. But I just think when you look at this, I think what baseball is trying to do is they're trying to do some goodwill and get fans and, you know, involved in something different than what they've been going through for the last 2.5 months. Bring a little entertainment there, like, you know, with the NFL starting in September. I'm sure they're still trying to figure out exactly how they're going to do it. NBA is still pondering on what they're doing. The hockey, same way. And, you know, we see NASCAR on TV. I watched NASCAR the first week they had NASCAR. I've never watched a full race. I don't think I ever remember. I watched a full race just because it was fun and it was active and it was live. And I think that's what fans want. They want that opportunity to go out and watch the sport and be able to be involved. And I think we, in with the game's pastime of football and basketball and hockey and everything else, I think we need to see if we can bring something, but bring it to the people on a very healthy and make sure we cover all bases.
This may be a tough conversation for you, Jerry, but we were just talking about players, owners, which do you side? And for the most part, when we're talking about players, owners, we're talking about negotiation, we're talking about money, it seems like the fans are always aligned with the owners. And so we've been doing this now for the last week or so. I think it's one of the first few times I am now seeing fans side with the players as far as negotiations, how much money they should get. I think the owners just came out a couple, 2-3 days ago, said they're not making any money in baseball, and we know that's got to be a farce. When you're negotiating and they don't show you, how do you know that you're getting the right deal?
Yeah, I don't think you get, you know, Gary, that's really tough. And, you know, playing pro football like you did, it's hard. That negotiation part is most difficult thing. What is the worth and what are you getting and what can you get out of it? And that's really, really important. And I think what you have to do is you just have to go in and do the best you can and do what's best for yourself and your family. You got to understand one thing, that you can be playing today and not playing tomorrow. And that's how
correct
your career can be over. So you have to go out and you have to negotiate and you have to get your worth, whatever that's going to be. But those are difficult. We see it each and every time, whether what sport it is, when it comes up to that agreement and when they have to go by, things get a little tight and they get a little antsy with sides on one side or another side. I just think that, you know, you do what's best for the game. And I think what really comes out, when you look at the agreements that you see in any sport, after the agreement, after they go fight back and forth, you really look at that agreement, and it's really good for both sides, and it's good for the game, and it's good for the fans. And that's what you have to look at, and that's what I look at no matter what sport it is what is it going to do for the players? Well, how can it help them with the opportunity to play on such a high level? But at the same time, how can the management do it to make the fans like coming to the ballpark, like enjoying the sport and enjoying the game and being involved in it? And fans love it. We have the greatest fans here in Wisconsin. We're very, very blessed. But you know what? Fans love sports and they love the game, and you want to do what's best for the game itself, yet do what's good for both sides. And sometimes it's difficult, but usually it comes out, it's okay after you look at the agreements.
Jerry, so being the eternal optimist that there's going to be some baseball, but it's pretty obvious that the fans, as you mentioned, will not be there. You've been at County Stadium, and you've been on the huge stage and facing a guy like Rod Carew. Here's what Rod Carew, again, had to say about no fans in the stands.
You have to understand, I don't want to watch a baseball game with no one in the stands, because to me it's not exciting that way. Even though, they're going to get their kicks out of it, I think it's crazy. I'm more concerned about the players and the players' families than I am about playing baseball at this time.
So the fans are one thing, watching it on TV without any fans in the stands. What is it going to be like for these players to play without fans in the stands?
Well, and I agree with Rod. I think the first thing you think about the health of your families, and that's first and foremost. And I think when you look at Major League Baseball and all sports, they're looking at every possibility that they do what's right, and that's why they're starting with no fans in the stands, and they're, like the announcers are not traveling and all these different things that are going on. And I think that's really important. But you know what? I think when it comes down to the game and it comes when you get going, I think after you sit out as long as you do and you haven't played that long, I think it's about the unity that teams have. It's that camaraderie that they have within the ball club. And I think what's going to happen is I think they're going to go and they're going to start cheering and they're going to expand the rosters. And I think with all the everything else that's on the outside, the way people are talking about the game, because you're going to see a lot of importance come from shows like yours and being able to talk to these fans and let the fans voice their opinion. And it's going to be a lot of fun doing that. I think the players, as teams, will rise to the occasion and say, you know what, we're going to be excited. We're going to cheer our team on. This is about doing something special. This is about making history. It's never done before. We've never done this. This is going to be historical. Let's do something special. And I think when you're a professional athlete, I think that's the way you look at it. I think that's what you try to grasp. That's what you go out, you try to do each and every game. You go out there, and it's just like to get like history. You read about it, you read about it, you learn from it, and then you go out and make it. And that's exactly what these players in this league and the leagues and sports has an opportunity to do now. Now it's going to be interesting to see how they do it.
Well, and last question I got for you, and I guess, what is your gut feeling that we will or will not have baseball this year?
I think we're going to have baseball. I'm going to go back to David Stearns. I think David Stearns he's got to be the best GM in all of baseball. And but not only that, he's a good person, and he does things for the love of the game, and he really understands it. And when he makes a statement, he says, I know there's going to be baseball. I think everybody wants to play baseball, and I agree with him. I think people want to play baseball. I think it's just trying to do things right, I think, are the toughest questions, and I really believe there's going to be baseball. I can't tell you what the number of games are, but I'm going to tell you what. It's going to present a challenge to both you guys on your show each and every day, whether it's going to be baseball, football, basketball, whatever, and us, what we do at Fox and the games and with the guys broadcasting games. It's going to be a real challenge, but it's going to be a fun challenge because we can really delve into the game and really try to bring as much of the game to our fans that are watching as we can.
Jerry, how hot is it where you're at in Phoenix there?
It's not hot. I don't know what it is in Phoenix because I am in Wisconsin now. We were in Arizona, honest to God, guys. We're in Arizona up until about 10 days ago. And the last 10 days we were there, I don't think it got under 105. And I don't care what anybody says. 105 is 105. But I'll tell you, you walk out today, and I'm doing yard work today, and I'm going to tell you what, it's pretty hot. But it's great to be back home in Wisconsin. And, you love the summers. You don't get much better weather than this. And, my grandson's starting to play a little baseball. So tomorrow I'm going to be able to go out and watch him play and watch my other grandson tonight. So I'll get to enjoy a little bit of baseball on a different side of it. But it's fun to be back home.
Yeah, that is awesome. Jerry, always a pleasure. Thanks for being a friend of the station and the shows here, okay?
Yeah, you guys, I'll tell you what, let's look forward to getting some baseball because we have an opportunity to do something really special and bring a part of the game and have great conversation about sports and get people involved. And that's what sport is all about. So good luck to you guys. I love being with you guys anytime. And let's hear some good things about baseball in the next couple of days.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.